During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we've all heard of black-eyed kids, but what about black-eyed geriatrics?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, because we would really like it if you would do that, call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advanced episodes and access to the complete archive, all without commercials. And you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. Today,
I can't believe you've done this to me. I was just totally scared of black-eyed kids, right? I had never in my wildest dreams envisioned black-eyed old people. Oh, my God. Yeah, now I'm just horrified.
See, because Kathy's going to think I'd lied to her, but I didn't. Because she's at my house right now. So earlier today, she goes, are we doing an episode about black-eyed kids? I'm like, no, it's not. It's more of like a black-eyed adult movie.
I love the black-eyed kids story, though. I love them.
I did an episode of The Grave Talks this week. I have not edited it yet. And so I'm going to take some of that. And I thought we'd do a whole episode of Black Eyed Kids.
I love
that. And featuring some of the content from The Grave Talks. And we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. But this woman, Gemma Jade, she wrote a book on Black Eyed Kids. And like right in the foreword of the book, it basically says, this is a warning. Just know you're being warned. If you keep on reading this book, you are opening up yourself to black-eyed kids. And I'm like, shit.
What? Really?
Shit.
Is that true?
Well, I don't know, but that's what she said. So we ended up having a great conversation. I really like this woman a lot. And it was a very interesting conversation. But she talked, of course, about the black-eyed kids and how there's, you know, the older one or two younger ones. Mm-hmm. It's all about, I got to get my mom. I need to use your phone to call my mom. I need you to give me a ride to my mom.
I need to come in your house.
But there is a really great angle that we will discuss.
Okay.
About what they are.
All right. But I do have one question that won't blow any of that. But has she herself had an experience?
No.
With
like, she's okay. Talked to all these people who say they have.
Okay.
She did a lot of research for the book, talked to a lot of people. And there's even a chapter in the book, like talking about, you know, share your experience with me. And I asked her, I said, did you get quite a few? And she goes, oh my God, I got inundated with them.
Wow.
Yeah. But she has a really good theory that I had never considered that now I'm kind of leaning that way. So we'll discuss that. And that'll be in a a week or two.
But
we'll
you
have
know,
that episode.
I love the Black Eyed Kids.
I don't
stories.
Love them at all.
No, well, I love the stories though. They're really good.
They're creepy.
They are. They're really good.
Super
and creepy.
Creepy. But she also talked about Black Eyed Adults. And
see, now this is another twist. Do they hang out with two shorter adults?
No, they're kind of like the keepers of the kids.
Oh,
yeah, because this guy said that he like picked up a woman at a bar and went to her place. And once it got to her place, she got all creepy.
She had black eyes.
Well, no, but then she got all weird, right? And then he gets up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom or whatever, and there's black-eyed kids in the house.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said anyway. So that's interesting. And then there's a white-eyed. There's
that
a white-eyed kids.
You must be careful who you go home with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just telling you. Mm. Serial killers, black-eyed kids. Mamas.
Yeah, black-eyed kid mamas or daddies. I mean,
don't know.
You know, it's all... You just don't know who you're running around with.
You don't.
You know,
you
no.
can't trust just
you,
anybody these
you know,
days.
Well, you know, you have a few beers. You think it's all great.
It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games till the black-eyed kids show up.
Till you got to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then she went, apparently in the story, she didn't even give him a ride home. So he had like a multiple mile walk of shame.
I'd be walking. Oh, yeah.
But then the thing is that then he got sick. Like a lot of these people who have these direct encounters with them apparently get really sick. So we'll talk
okay,
about
all right,
that.
Okay, yes, yeah, it's really good.
So this is kind of a black-eyed person story.
Okay.
So it says, so I work from home and watch my three-year-old son due to a couple of disabilities. My son and I were completing a puzzle at the kitchen table when we heard an odd noise outside the front of the house. The sound was familiar yet odd in that it sounded like a combination of a high-pitched scream and a loud, low decibel thump. That is really an interesting sound. The kind you can feel in your chest.
Oh.
I can tell it wasn't just me because my boy asked me, "What was that, Daddy?" I didn't instantly go to the paranormal as I rationalized it could have easily been someone slamming on their tires and wrecking, since those are somewhat similar sounds. The thump of the wreck. And
a screech, yeah. maybe.
I walked outside while telling my son to stay with our fantastic, loyal, protective dog, Odin, who is rather large and very protective of us. Not to mention, he is a better judge of character than I am, so I felt he would be more safe inside with him. As I left my porch, I noticed how quiet my surroundings were. It was winter, so animal sounds were not as expected. However, I'm roughly a quarter mile from a very busy highway and the road noise can be heard. This is in the afternoon, so lunch traffic should have been heard. I looked around and I noticed only one person outside, an old man, most likely in his 70s or 80s, walking slowly down the road on the other side of the street adjacent to my neighbor, directly across the street from my house. He was wearing a blue rain jacket zipped all the way up with a hood up, skinny and frail with a very small gait, and it wasn't raining. I walked down to the mailbox to get a better look down the street and to check the mail. After seeing nothing either way down the street and grabbing the mail in the box, I began to walk back uphill towards my house. My back was turned towards a man because seeing older people walking in my neighborhood is a common occurrence, as I believe we are the youngest family in the neighborhood, and my wife and I are in our 30s. I'm not a paranoid person. However, I'm very aware of my surroundings, so I cast a look over my left shoulder at the man, who was now directly in front of my house across the street. He had stopped walking and was staring blankly right at me. I lifted my hand in a casual wave and say hi, and he returned with a blank stare, his mouth half open, without making a sound. I continued walking, careful to keep him in my peripheral as I am already getting a dreadful vibe and feel my hair standing on end. Feeling silly, I turned around and asked him if he needed some help or if he was lost. As I did, I realized that something wasn't natural with the man. He was shaking all over, again his mouth was half open and his eyes were all black. At that point, I turned my tail and jogged up to my house to be with my son and arm myself. I'm not sure why I grabbed my firearm because I'm sure it would be pointless against anything paranormal, but it made me feel a tiny bit better while I struggled to hold my composure for my son's sake. As soon as I got inside, I felt a trickle on my upper lip. As I brought my hand down from my face, I noticed that my nose was bleeding. I haven't had a nosebleed in 10 years, since I used to do amateur fighting. I quickly grabbed a tissue to stop the geyser, which was my nose, and ran to the window after deadbolting my door to find that the man was gone. I could get a pretty clear view down either side of the street, so I'm not sure where he went. I had never seen the man before, so he wasn't a neighbor. The speed he would have had to run betrayed his age and physicality, so I'm at a total loss. What happened that day? My mind goes from aliens to black-eyed geriatrics. Is that even a thing? I think the kids have cornered that market. Anything that anyone could advise me would be most appreciated, as I am a hardcore fan of horror in all its aspects and not easily shaken, but I've been looking over my shoulder ever since. Thank you for sharing the story, Joe.
I'll bet. I'd be looking over my shoulder too, because, you know, you think when something weird like this, like, is he at the back door?
And he could be, as fast as he moved away, right?
You know, is he, you know, in the living room?
Yeah.
In the kitchen? Like, weird?
That is so creepy. And it does sound like some kind of black-eyed adult.
Like, I would have a hard time not, yeah, thinking he was, like, in the house.
And I think he stopped himself. It's not totally clear, but he's asking him if he needs some help when the guy turned around. And he said, I turned around and asked him if he needed some help or if he was lost. But I don't know that it went any farther than that.
No, I don't think it did. Yeah.
But the thing that makes it feel like the whole black-eyed kid experience is he had a bloody nose once he got in the house. Shouldn't have had a bloody nose.
Yeah. Man, that's a spooky one.
But I hope he didn't come back, okay. And I hope he didn't have any other medical issues.
Have we had any call-ins with black-eyed geriatric people?
No, but,
when
I was
not,
talking to
right?
Gemma, she was like, there are black-eyed adults. There's a whole chapter in the book on black-eyed adults.
But you know, I think a black-eyed old person is horrifying. That's really scary.
Well, it also goes to that sympathy thing. It's like, I want to help you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's kind of creepy.
But he addressed the theory that Gemma had in here.
Aliens.
And the more we talked about them being aliens, the more I'm like, I think they're aliens.
You know, I do go to aliens quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of one of my go-tos.
So I don't know that black-eyed kids are paranormal and they're not alien. Because then that would explain some of the weird things and the physical sicknesses people get.
Bloody nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of dive into that in an episode or two.
Yeah. Wow, Joe, that was really scary.
That was a creepy-ass story, isn't it?
That was creepy. And you might want to listen to the Grave Talks episode of the Black Eyed
Kids.
Yeah,
and it's just going to be, I haven't put it up there yet. It's just going to be called Black Eyed Kids,
yeah, and
Gemma Jade.
The author who wrote the book, that'll be good. And then we're going to talk about the book a little bit more, too. So be listening for the next couple episodes.
And
I've got some thoughts for you.
And a few weeks, maybe a month down the road, we're going to do another episode. She wrote a book on shadow people and sleep paralysis.
Which I'm dying to hear about her views on that.
We're going to talk about that, too.
You know, I just feel like he might have dodged a bullet.
I just hope he didn't have any lasting issues from encountering something like that. I think the weird thing, too, is that it was so quiet. When he stepped outside, it's like, I should be hearing noises. It's the middle of the day.
Noon. You know? There ought to be a lot of traffic out there. There's not.
Then except this, one creepy old
this
man.
One guy. Like, why would he be there?
And then, he heard that weird sound to start with. Was that kind of weird screechy
thing? Well, and
his
son went, that was a weird noise, like jerked because of that.
I hate that one.
Ooh, Joe.
Okay, here's a caller.
Hi, my name is Courtney. I'm calling from Kentucky. I have called in a few times over the years. usually my stories are not really drawn out stories with a lot of detail. It seems like just every now and then I have just quick experiences, and this is one that I thought you may be interested in hearing. A few days ago, I, along with my dog, Millie, were on our way to visit my parents, and we live in a rural area here in Kentucky, so we were driving down a two-lane road, and going pretty slow in a residential area, a few houses on that road. And I noticed a lady on the side of the road walking. And at first glimpse, it wasn't that abnormal, but there was just something different, I guess, about her. And having visions or experiences before, it just hit me all within a matter of just seconds, you know, that there's something different. I was coming up behind her, so I was looking at her back, and she was walking, carrying a metal bucket. But at next glance, all within a matter of seconds trying to process this, she had on a sundress about to her knees, about knee length, and she had no legs. Her body was moving, you know, her hips were moving in the way that a person would normally walk, but there were absolutely no legs there. You know, I finally drove past her in my car, and I could tell my dog had her head out the window, and she saw her as well and started wagging her tail and kind of perked up. So I knew that she was actually there. My dog recognized that she was there. And just in a matter of seconds, looked in my rearview mirror, and she was still there. So, it was just a crazy experience. But later, you know, after talking to my parents about this and telling what I saw and thinking back on it, she definitely looked like she was from a different time, not that far back, maybe 60s or so, from the sundress that she was wearing and carrying a metal bucket. And I learned that just a little piece from where I saw her, there was a general store. And back in the day, from what I'm told, you know, local farmers or whoever would, you know, bring their fresh eggs or other things to the general store to sell them there. And maybe she was carrying a bucket of fresh eggs. I don't know. Just trying to put the story together. But it was definitely an experience. And that seems like the way all of my experiences go. They're just very quick. Not a lot of time to process, but definitely an experience. Thank you for what you do. Bye-bye.
We have had stories of people who have seen the bottom half, just legs, yes, like from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of anybody seeing somebody walking. I think she was in a dress.
Okay. Now, I've got a weird twist on this story.
Okay.
Oh, a few years ago, well, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, Kate was still living with me at the time.
Your daughter.
Yeah, she was in high school. And we were driving down the road, stopped at a like stoplight or stop sign or something. And this cat goes across the street. The cat is floating. It has no legs. It is floating across the street in front of the car. And Kate and I are both going, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Are you making that shit up?
No. And like we are going, oh my God, that cat is floating across the street. And when the cat got to the side of the street, its legs went up and it just started walking. Its legs perfectly matched the street, but it was, it had four gray legs and it was white from the legs up.
Oh.
So it looked like this white ghost cat just floating across the street, but the gray perfectly matched the road.
Yeah.
And it looked exactly like the cat had no legs and it was just floating. And like we were flipping out. And then when it stepped up on the curb, we saw the gray legs because, you know, it didn't match the street anymore.
So you're saying maybe this lady had her hosiery.
Could she have been wearing some camo thing?
Some compression socks that perfectly matched the sidewalk.
Maybe that's stupid, but it happened to me and we were flipping out. It looked so much like that cat was floating across the street.
Because, you know, she definitely, and it sounded like this woman was in a dress, I think she said. I don't know. But we have heard stories about from the like waist down, like
it's totally,
the legs just walked past my door.
Right. It's totally possible. I am not saying, you know, that she did not see an apparition and it didn't have legs. And maybe it was some sort of, like she thought, possibly a residual haunting.
That's what
where
it kind of sounded
you
drop, like.
You she's walk going, back to get mm-hmm. this and then come, you know, and she's doing her routine.
And maybe, you know, a residual haunting after so many years, you kind of wear your legs down.
Maybe.
You know, my legs are so tired.
You just don't need them.
You literally don't.
Like, I only feel like apparating this much of me today.
I'm apparating. Oh, I'm not up for a full apparition today. Oh, I'm just a half.
I'm a half.
That's what they call it in their lingo, half app. Instead of half ass, I'm just going to half app it today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like that, but well, I was kind of, as she was talking, I was thinking more of a residual.
That's
sort
what
of
I was
thing.
Thinking too, actually. But I did have a thing with a cat one time that it just matched the road perfectly. But I do think that Courtney said that she calls in stuff, and sometimes it just seems like it's something quick that happened and not a bunch of details. But don't you think that's a lot of the stuff that goes on?
Yeah.
Like that's, I know every now and then I bring something in that happened, and it happens like that. It just happens as part of my little daily life. I walk in and, you know, somebody turns some things around or, you know, something sitting in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, there's not a big buildup to it.
No, or there's just a man. Like the other night, there was just something behind me in the mirror. There's no big story about it. That's just what happened, you know. So, yeah, I get that. But I'm going to go with residual haunting.
It felt like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this one more quick story. It says, with my background in science, I am relatively skeptical in many areas, but I have experienced a few things I cannot explain. Many things occurred in my family house. I put my few trophies on the ledge above my door, and for many years, I would wake up with these facing the wrong way.
Okay.
Speaking of that.
Our rearrangement.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, I had an older sister, but achieving this prank over so many years is nearly impossible. There was also a time when I was sitting quietly in my room reading. All of the windows were closed and no one was at home. Oh, and no one was about. Then all of a sudden, two glass figurines sitting on top of my old big TV flew across the room. Thankfully, nothing was broken and nothing else happened. Finally, one day when I was home from school, I went to the kitchen to get some food, and I was greeted by a large, dense shadow blocking my way. I quickly turned around and went straight back to my room. While these incidents were not overtly scary, what nailed the lid on the coffin was when my mother played back a section of a recording from the psychic she saw that day. When my mother asked if there was anything she needed to know, the psychic responded with, "Your youngest child is correct. There is something in the house that only she can see, and here is how to get rid of it." So with her instructions, we lit candles and bowls of water in each corner of the house and later threw the water out in the street. I was no longer haunted, in that house at least. Occasionally, I had visits with the last major one on a weekend morning. While lounging in my room with my partner at the time, we heard someone in heels walk down the hallway to my flatmate's room, which is the only room at the end of the hall. Believing this was just my flatmate coming home, we both ignored it. However, when she did come home, neither my partner nor I understood what had walked into her room. Finally, I was working a night shift in a quiet area of a hospital, being very sick with the flu, when I saw a black shadow quickly. I ignored it, believing it was just my fever, and later, when I returned home, I called the next person doing the shift there to let them know some work-related information. And when they asked if there was anything left they should know for the night, I jokingly stated, "Oh, by the way, it's haunted." To which they said, "I know the nurses were telling me all about it." And here I was, thinking I was just joking. Thanks for reading, Kirsten. Kirsten's had some good experiences, like the trophies continually turning around.
I agree. First thing Kirsten says was, I'm a skeptic, but there have been things that can't be explained. I think a lot of us are that way. I'm not saying I definitely believe in the paranormal, but I'm skeptical of things, right?
Do you think though?
So sometimes there are things that I go, no, I'm not exactly sure that was paranormal, right? You know, like, I think that's healthy.
But with the way she described that, the trophy things were above her door. Do you think, like, opening and closing your door might have rattled the door frame a little bit? Maybe the door frame was kind of loose and that would kind of make things move?
By the sounds of what she was talking about, they were turned around.
Yeah.
They weren't just, like, kind of adjusted a little. It sounds like they were completely turned around, which is the same thing I have happened periodically that, you know, I'll have pictures that will be moved, rearranged, facing the wall, you know, crazy. And but, so it kind of reminds me of that.
But she also did go to the kitchen and was greeted by a large, dense shadow walking her way. There's that.
Right, right.
You know, so I definitely think there was something going on in the house, and the psychic agreed, and here's how to get rid of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then someone walking in heels down the hallway, and there's nobody there. Mm. Oh, I don't know who that was either.
Mm. Quite a few things.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would sure like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you'd like an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.